reported that there's going to be some changes within the ACR.
Right.
Can you describe these changes a little bit?
Well, we're going to start, you know, for 30 years we've been providing case management services to people with HIV and AIDS. And now, because we're part of a larger Medicaid redesign initiative that comes from the federal government to the state government, we're going to start providing case management services to people with other chronic diseases. HIV is now considered a chronic disease. And so the state has decided that two things. One, they're not going to look at HIV in an exclusive way, which it has done for 30 years. And number one. Number two, they're starting to look at the value of all those case management services that people with AIDS have had for 30 years, saying, you know what, we should be doing this for other chronic diseases, and we want you to be part of that. So we are soon to be, if not any day now, start providing services to people with other chronic diseases.
How
obesity and hypertension and diabetes and serious mental health issues and substance abuse. So there's a category of diseases the state considers chronic diseases, and so we're going to be part of that, providing case management, care management. And part of this broader health home initiative, I don't know if you know anything about this, but it's a big deal for anybody who is. And you're going to be hearing a lot more about health homes, and we're a partner in three different health homes in our nine counties. It's a long, involved, you know, complicated process, but the bottom line is we're about to start providing services to people with other than HIV. So always HIV, but other chronic diseases as well.
And how does that work exactly? I know you focus exclusively on HIV and AIDS. How is funding going to work? How is time going to work?
Well, this whole, it's a very good question. That's because the state is saying, we will fund you to provide these care management services to people with other chronic diseases. Just like we funded you to provide people with HIV, we're going to broaden the number of people. We're going to put you in as a piece of this whole big health home initiative that we have across the state. And we want you to do what you did for people with HIV. We want you to do that for people with other chronic diseases as well.
So you're going to be picking up additional staffing, additional
resources? Yes. Expanding our offices in our other counties, because this, we cover nine counties. So we're taking new space. I'm holding off on hiring new staff until we start to see numbers. So it's a bit of a complicated, you know, the state sends lists of names to the health home leads. We're not a health home lead. The health home leads then looks at its partners, we're the partners, and says, okay, here's a list of potential people. First of all, could you find them? And secondly, once you find them, some of them are going to stay with you, and some of them we're going to give to other partners, because our other partners, they're alcohol or drug and alcohol specific, and you're more physical, you know, disease. And so it's a brand new system for the state. So the state is, if you ask me, the state, and you can quote me, the state is making this up as they go along. There's still some holes in the system. We see so many people with these chronic diseases anyway, so many of our folks, because HIV is really a disease of poverty, and most of these chronic diseases, in my opinion, are diseases of poverty. And so a lot of our folks have chronic hypertension, obesity, you know, serious mental health concerns. So we're, without meaning to, we've kind of become expert and coordinating services for those aspects of their lives as well. So I feel confident, supremely confident we can do this. It'll be interesting to see as they change the funding mechanism. They pay you differently than they used to. They pay you less than they used to. The expectation is you're going to have bigger caseloads. And it's, again, it's all going to unfold in the next couple of years. And soon, like really soon, to unfold for us.
Well, thank you so much.
Thanks.
That was very helpful.
Thanks, I appreciate that.